You're listening to Legends on Siren FM, and tonight we pay tribute to legendary one-hit wonders. And here's what's coming up.
A great mix of music for Lincoln and beyond on Siren 107.3 FM.
Siren FM.
On 107.3 FM, this is Siren FM.
You and I in a little toy shop by a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one, they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message. Something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Super high tech.
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week, usually, we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside a live cover from a local artist. However, tonight, I do not have a live musical guest, and I also do not have a solo legend, as for the first time ever, I will be looking at legendary one-hit wonders. You can give your thoughts throughout the show by texting us on 077 97 800 716. That's 077 97 800 716, or tweeting us at Siren FM. That first track, 99 Luft Balloons, or Red Balloons in English by Nina, was a number one in the UK in 1983, and although she got a few other hits over in Germany, it was her only song that struck at the top of the charts here in the UK. I guess this is the perfect time to say I have tried to be as strict as possible with these one-hit wonders, and the general rule is that for the group is that it had one top 40 hit in the UK singles charts. So let's get on with the show, and first we're heading to 1979 and a girl called Sharona. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM.
Coming
My Sharona, The Knack, 1979. Although The Knack would have a couple more top 40 songs in the US, here in the UK, My Sharona was their one and only hit. It was in fact the best-selling song in the US in 1979. The Sharona mentioned in the track is actually a real person. Lead singer Doug was actually in a relationship when he first met Sharona, and she had a boyfriend too. However, after ending his own relationship, he wrote the track to win her over, and it actually worked. Well, for a few years anyway. However, afterwards, they stayed good friends until Doug's death in 2010. In fact, Sharona did say in an interview that she met up with Doug only a week before his death, so it's great to see that they were still in touch for that long. Well, you know that format works, so if you want to win a girl around, write her a one-hit wonder. The track is still popular today, being repeated on radio stations around the world, and actually returned to number 67, I should say, in the UK charts in 2009 after being used in an Otabix advert. Who knew? We're continuing our trip down memory lane next, but first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say? Have your 15 minutes of fame or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800 716. Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Siren FM. Have your voice heard on your community radio station. Siren 107.3 FM.
$1 billion. The question is, who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
It was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started him calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a pull my shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the dance. Adam Falcons, Billy Fungus, get out. Get back, Gruffy, Bass Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah,
two Eddy cows calling them canine. Hey,
B-I-O.
But they tell me, hey man, start up the party.
B-I-O.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, a doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold your bone.
A doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone.
Billy Fungus, get out. Get back, Gruffy. Bash Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking through the blizzard, Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, dealing, gassy color. Any caliber, do I think I knew that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out?
Probably one of the most iconic one-hit wonders of all time. I think that's just made my radio career so far. I've just played Let the Dogs Out by the Baha Men. And I have yet to meet anyone who knows every lyric to this track other than the chorus of Who Let the Dogs Out. It looks like the band realised this was going to be the most memorable line too, as each member auditioned to claim the line as their own, and it eventually went to Marvin Prosper, who was one of the vocalists of the band at the time. When asked in 2015 about the song's appeal, Rick Carey of the Baha Men said, "People just like people just are into their dogs." Yep, I think that sums up the UK pretty well. So, how does he feel about the song all these years later? He said, "It's a blessing, so I wouldn't ever want to change that." He went on to say, "It gave us all this experience, so I'm not going to fight it." I think that's a great attitude for an artist who has only had one hit to have. Don't resent it. Appreciate the experience and fame in some cases that it has given you. Knowing most radio stations would have no interest in this song, it was marketed through sports, with the single sent out to various American baseball, basketball, American football and hockey clubs, as well as football teams over here in the UK and Europe as well, in hopes that they would play it at their games. Here in the UK, the song would hit number 2, higher than their American counterparts, and is still a mainstay in popular culture to this day. There seems to be a pattern emerging of most UK one-hit wonders being American, but this next band brought a brand new English wave of pop power. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. If you want to get in touch, remember the number to message in on, to text, is 07797 800 716. That's 07797 800 716. Or email studio@sirenonline.co.uk. Or, of course, as always, at Siren FM on Twitter. Next up, we're turning Japanese. One of the most misinterpreted songs of all time. In a VH1 True Spin special, they asked the Vapors about this song, and they explained that it is a love song about someone who lost their girlfriend and was going slowly crazy. Lead singer Dave Fenton said, "Turning Japanese is all about cliches, about angst and youth, and turning into something you didn't expect to." It was inspired by Fenton's relationship problems of his own. The Vapors were a British pub rock group formed by David Fenton on vocals, Edward Balzaget on guitar, Steve Smith on bass and Howard Smith on drums. They were discovered and managed by Bruce Foxton of The Jam, and ironically, The Vapors enjoyed a bigger hit in America with this song than The Jam would ever have. After releasing another album in 1981, they decided to call it quits after the band disbanded. Fenton retired from creating music and went on to work in the music industry as a lawyer, and Balzaget became a television producer at the BBC. In creating this show, I realised how seriously some people on the internet decide to take their one-hit wonders and what categorises a one-hit wonder. Some of the tracks that first came to mind for me, but I later found out couldn't be included on the list, include Dexter's Midnight Runners with Come On Eileen, I'm Too Sexy, Right Said Fred, and Video Killed the Radio Star by the Bugles, including songs like even, what's that one by Chesney Hawkes, I Am the One and Only. Those songs are not one-hit wonders because their artists apparently had more than one hit in the UK singles chart. So I wanted to include them, but alas, I could not. So next up, though, we are going to look to the year 2025. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 95-95, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years,
man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may.
The bleak, futuristic Zaga, I'm not sure, I'm going to go with Zaga and Evans' track, was very unusual indeed. However, it fell in a very unusual year, as 1969 saw a whole host of weird and wonderful songs near the top of the charts. And in fact, it started its run at the very top of the charts the week before the US moon landings in 1969. This was the only hit for the Nebraska folk rock duo of Denny Zager and Rick Evans. Their follow-up single, Mr. Turnkey, failed to chart, and in 1971 they released their third and final album. Evans was their primary songwriter and wrote this one. After this hit the top spot in both the US and the UK, it put Zager and Evans at the very bottom of the alphabetical list of artists with a chart-topping song. Here in the UK, they held down the bottom until 2015, when David Zowie hit number one with House Every Weekend. In America, that spot was taken the next year by Zayn with Pillow Talk, although I have a feeling that wouldn't be the last that we hear from Zayn. So you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Now from 2525 to Funky Town. the funky town is in fact New York City. A songwriter and producer named Steven Greenberg wrote the song when he became bored with Minneapolis. And, oh, I can never say American... American states and cities, I'm awful, I'm sorry, and wanted to move to New York, which he called Funky Town. Lip Cinch, which is, I thought was Lip Sync, but I'm being told it's Lip Cinch, was formed especially for this song. The vocals were by Cynthia Johnson, who was Miss Black Minnesota 1976. The group continued to record until 1985 with a changing lineup, but they failed to see the success that they'd have had with their first hit. The song was such a catchy hit that it returned to the Billboard chart, missing out on the top 40, however, after a cover was released by Alvin and the Chipmunks. Now, it may be sad that some of these acts only peaked in the charts once, but it's always better to look on the bright side of life.
Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of spit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, boy, cheer up.
Always look on the right side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Worst things happen at sea, you know.
Eric Idle sings this song at the end of Monty Python's hit film Life of Brian. Idle plays the lead crucifix and gets all fellow men singing along with him. A 2014 survey by the Cooperative Funeral Care chain showed that this was the most popular song at British funerals. The comic tune represents a generational shift in attitudes towards a more personal choice, whereby the mourners wish to celebrate their loved one's life with a fitting farewell. In case you're wondering, the second and third most popular songs are more reverent choices, shall we say. They are the hymns The Lord is My Shepherd and Abide With Me. Personally, though, I think that I would pick this next track. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM.
Thank you.
In 1969, Norman Greenbaum set out to write a religious rock song, and although he was Jewish, he decided to focus it around the Christian word Jesus, as he felt it was more marketable. The female backing singers on this track were provided by the Stovall Sisters, who were a gospel trio from Indiana, and Philip Bailey was a percussionist for the trio before he joined Earth, Wind and Fire. Greenbaum says that when they mixed this song, they optimised it for car stereo systems, which didn't have a lot of dynamic range. Many years later, when songs were often listened to on tiny computer speakers, this became in handy, as you didn't have to have a subwoofer to appreciate the song. The track is unique to the list, as it almost became a number one hit wonder 3 times over. The first with Greenbaum in 69, but the two acts that followed, The Doctor of Medics in 1986 and Gareth Gates and the Kumars in 2003, have had other minor hits. However, now we're going back to another classic comedy song next, and I think some of these comedy favourites are some of the the best things that we've played on Legends. This is Joe Dulce with Shut Up Your Face.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. It makes me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it makes me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Ow! Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon come a day, gonna be a big star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. But they're making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up your face. Okay, let's try it really good. So bad, hey. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's great. We're gonna do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
comedy classic from Joe Dolce that is known the world over. This song topped the chart in over 15 countries, including Australia, Canada, France, and Germany. And 18 months later, of course, the UK, where it became Ultravox's, where it kept Ultravox's Vienna from the number one spot. It went to sell 6 million copies worldwide and has been recorded in over 35 different foreign language cover versions all over the world. It is the most successful Australian-produced single in Australian music history, with sales of over 350,000 copies. Now, I don't know what's that saying about the Australian music scene or this song, but one of them is doing very, very well. Next, we take a look back to 1977 and a time when opportunity came to knock.
Want to leave me? Well, that's all right. Come the morning, find you gone. Well, I don't mind. It's not that I don't love you, baby. You know I do. But I don't want to put no holds on you. Such a lovely feeling, darling, having you so near. It's good to know that you're around. If you ever go away, then let me make it clear, I won't ever try and tie you down. If you should get restless, well, that's all right. Funny, you're in need of a change. Well, I don't mind. Don't misunderstand me, baby. My love, it's true. But I don't wanna put no holds on you. Such a lovely feeling, darling, having you so near. Hey, it's good to know that you're around. If you ever go away, then let me make it clear, I won't ever try and tie you down. If you wanna leave me, that's alright. Come the morning, find you gone. Well, I don't mind. It's not that I don't love you, baby, you know I do. I don't wanna put no holds on you. I don't wanna put no hold on you. Oh, I don't wanna put no hold on you. I don't wanna put no hold.
Bernie Flint's 1977 hit I Don't Want to Put a Hold on You peaked at number 3 on the UK singles charts. However, the man behind the song has the most remarkable story. Fans of the original UK talent show Opportunity Knocks will maybe remember Flint as the longest running winner, being voted victorious by the British public for 12 consecutive weeks. Bernie would then go on to release this track, peaking at number 3. I actually met Bernie a few months ago when he was performing on a cruise ship in Italy, and he now works as a comedian and a musician to great success, regularly getting booked around the world. However, he's found over the last few years he likes to spend a lot more time with his grandkids and then do the cruise ships when he has a bit of free time on his hands. And who can blame him? That sounds like the perfect job to me. Continuing on our journey of one-hit wonders, we head back to the weird and wonderful year that was 1969 now. The Archies were the group that performed on the Saturday morning cartoon Archie, and the group itself was never seen, just the cartoon characters. I guess that's like the 60s answer to Gorillaz. According to Jeff Barry, he and Andy Kim wrote this song with preschoolers in mind, since that was the audience for the Archie TV show. Barry had children of age 3 and 4 at that moment, and the You Are My Candy Girl line came from them thinking about what the kids that age liked. So they obviously thought it was going to be sweets. Still, they wanted the song to appeal to adults as well, so they included a line with a little bit more weight and something to think about, which was, "I just can't believe the loveliness of loving you." This was the number one song of 1969 in the US, and it beat out songs by the Beatles, the Jackson 5, Elvis Presley, David Bowie, Stevie Wonder, and the Rolling Stones. In fact, it knocked Honky Tonk Woman, Honky Tonk Women, should I say, by the Rolling Stones out of the US number one spot. It was also a huge hit over here in the UK, where it stayed at number one for 8 consecutive weeks. We're quickly coming towards the end of tonight's show, looking at some of the greatest one-hit wonders for legends on Siren FM. Remember, with the original format of the show, we take a different music legend and a local artist, bring them together, and create a fantastic show for you all. So if you are an up-and-coming local artist and want the opportunity to perform live on the radio, then get in touch. The email is legends@sirenonline.co.uk. That's legends@sirenonline.co.uk. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on Facebook, facebook.com/Siren Legends. Looking at the schedule for tomorrow, we have Breakfast with Jeff. Yes, Jeff Thompson is back after his sabbatical last week from 7 till 9 a.m. followed by Simply Jazz with Tom Stevens from 12 till 1. Animation, Resonation, anime, Japanese music and all that stuff that I don't quite understand from 1 till 2. Beth will be in the studio. Sounds on Tuesday with Peter Haywood from 3 till 5. Drive Time with Chris and Niall. Niall is back, joined by Chris, and they're talking about the best 20 places to visit. American Cousins live from Las Vegas, Formula Tom, Itchy Feet and Tank Top all coming up too. We end tonight's show with another classic one-hit wonder, a track that literally came out of nowhere as the band made up for the title of the original B-side track to their producer before even putting pen to paper. We leave you with the Mock Turtles and Can You Dig It?
I
you to everyone for tuning in to another great episode of Legends on Siren FM. Come back next week as we pay tribute to more legends and have a live local artist. But now it's time for your news update at 11 o'clock, sending you over to the Sky News Centre.